This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dynamic Banter. We're back.
Here we are in the safety of an apartment.
We were in San Diego. I don't know if you realize that. Mike, I haven't listened to the live episode, have you?
Yes. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It flows.
Okay.
It's, we talk about several things. Most... mostly birds. Mostly dead birds.
We did talk a lot about dead birds.
Some would say too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, this episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Blue Apron, but we'll talk about that a little bit.
Thank you, George.
When I was just a little boy, when I was just a little boy was me. I went unto the father's trunk. I went into my father's trunk and he drove me to the store. Oh no. I spent all summer in my father's trunk. There was no air in my father's trunk. Was no air for me.
Oh no. That's not where you go to hang out.
Sometimes he'd give me carrots to eat. Sometimes he'd give me carrots to eat, because he said in the dark I could see. Oh!
Can you avoid the speed bumps, Dad?
Speed bumps, Dad.
Speed bumps, Dad. Can you avoid the speed bumps, Dad? I'm starting to lose my sense of self.
Oh. Can you just really slow down, Dad? Slow down, Dad. Slow down, Dad. I bumped around and bumped my head. Bumped my head in the trunk. Oh, oh, oh. Inside my father's trunk. I died inside my father's trunk, and now I will not breathe.
And now I've decided not to breathe.
And now I tried not to breathe.
It's weird that he would go back to the O after the Roosevelt died. It seems like
it's like the death last breath. You ever heard of a death's breath?
Death's breath. One of my favorite colors of my wife's eyeshadow palette. This sounds like a thousand bees. Welcome back to Touching the Side, the Operation Podcast.
Touching the Side. So, Mike, we just got back from San Diego Comic-Con. And boy, what a time did we have. We had a lot of people visit us to see our live show at the Harbor House, thanks to...
Skybound.
Thank you, Skybound.
This is a too many horn honk for Skybound.
Thank you, Skybound, for for having us.
Can we back up just 1 second?
What's wrong?
I hate to knock this train off the tracks, okay. But what is happening this morning? Does this happen every morning before a certain time? Is this what it's like every day before a certain hour? Because I'd never want to come over before that hour ever again.
Whoa! Comic-Con was a blast, we had a great time, and everyone in, we had a nice turnout.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came to see us. You can't tell.
No.
But definitely we had a lot of people. We filled up an entire area of this restaurant, which was like 40 feet away from us.
Yeah, the area happened to be way far away from the stage, which already had kind of an area for people to gather.
Yeah, but, and even someone like, do you remember the guy who was just standing there?
Who just hung out because they wouldn't tell him not to get out.
Yeah, he was like standing by the cameras.
Yeah.
And I thought he was maybe a Skybound person.
Yeah, same.
So I kept looking to them for like things and like thumbs ups and stuff, and they were laughing at everything. So I was like, wow, we're really killing
it
with Skybound.
Hey, how much time do we have left?
Yeah, you're doing great. Keep going. And then after the show, he came over and he's like, yeah, man, I just snuck over there from the fucking audience. I just snuck in.
And then Mike and Steve felt way less safe.
Way less safe. The security wasn't there that day. No security for us. Whoa.
Then we ended up in that guy's trunk.
That guy's trunk. But first we were in his hotel room. Ice filled in the bath. Whoa. Now my urine smells of soot.
He replaced your urethra with some soot.
With my soot, my pee. Oh,
oh. The guy who can't wait for the O. Like, no, just, you blow the pitch.
Get the
pitch first.
I know, but what if I remember
but the
pitch?
Reason why we have the pitch pipe is so you could get the right pitch for the O.
But what if I...
You're not.
But listen to this.
No, so now we're arguing in the middle of the song. We're just wasting time in the studio here. This one's in the key of O.
We had a great time, and thank you to all of for all of you who came out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can do that. We can make this a yearly thing.
Yeah.
Sounded like they really enjoyed our presence on their live stream. Mike, you did a lot of work there and interviewed a lot of
people.
A lot of money.
You know, I didn't think about it like that until right now.
Okay.
Sitting across the couch from people with no problem paying the rent.
Yeah.
Or homeowners. You also had several responsibilities.
Yeah, I had to moderate a panel, the Skybound panel,
uh-huh.
Which is very nerve-wracking and terrifying.
Was that in Hall H?
It was...
What time is it?
It was... It was in one of the rooms. It was like 6CBFGHIJK, room G.
Okay. That's one of our promo codes.
It was one of the hall. It was a big hall.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't Hall H because that's where they bring in Tom Hiddleston.
Was it a style hall?
That's where they bring in Tom Green to announce the new Marvel motion pictures.
Hey guys, do you like Marvel movies? Do you like Marvel movies?
You guys like ham? You guys like ham? You guys like ham?
Whoa!
You
guys like Marvel movies?
So. You know, we had a blast at Comic-Con. It was great meeting a lot of you people. One of you wore a Dynamic Banter t-shirt, and
thank
I
you so much
that.
To that one person.
That one person.
That's a two strum off for that person.
Thank you for wearing that t-shirt that someone else made for us.
Speaking of which, this would be a good time to say that the Hide and Seek website, or on MikeFalzone.com, and then there's a little Dynamic Banter button you could press. There's a new t-shirt out for pre-order, printing on the front and back, and on the front it has the Dynamic Banter animated character versions
yeah.
of us by
Small
Parker.
Is that out already,
Parker.
Or is that a pre-order?
Pre-order.
Okay, pre-order.
So you can go on those, and then on the back it says Dynamic Banter.
Do you ever get those little pieces of skin on your foot? like on the bottom of your foot, where it's like a little, it's like a spear of skin that's like,
like a plantar wart.
No, it's just like, what's that?
It's a wart. I'm trying desperately to figure out what you're, what you're
the
talking
palantir
about.
Is the thing that they use in Lord of the Rings to see, Sauron can see where you are.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'm talking about, I can only describe it as a spear of skin.
Okay.
Just like a little, like a little, like a little flap, like sometimes a, like a dry little,
uh-huh.
And then you try to pull it and it rips and it hurts.
Oh, it's just like, what, is that what's happening?
No,
did they move up to your throat at some point?
I just pulled it too hard now and it hurts.
Why are you doing that during our podcast? Because
my foot's right here.
Now I
got to
drink an open glass of water in a contaminated airspace.
You think that this is going to reach your water at all?
I don't know how science works, but I don't think it's impossible.
So let's just address the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We got some mail from the P.O. box.
We did. All
we
your
went
hard
to the
work.
P.O. box. Actually, Owen kindly went and got all the P.O. box stuff.
Oh, thank you, Owen.
Which was really nice. One morning I just woke up and all the P.O. box stuff was here.
Shitty Christmas.
I was gonna like make a big production out of it and like chronicle my journey to the P.O. box and do like an Instagram video.
Or make a regular video for your YouTube presence.
Or a video for the channel, but Owen eliminated that possibility for a fun video and was nice enough to just bring the packages here.
Did he smash your camera before you woke up?
He put a little piece of gum over all of the lenses in the house.
How am I supposed to get this gum off?
For those of you that need to that don't know our P.O. box address, get a pin. It's Steve Zaragoza, 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156, Sherman Oaks, California 91403. And if you'd like to send us any old thing, which I think some people took it upon themselves to do.
Yeah.
We got an assortment of very strange and very awesome things.
So are we going to open these things on the podcast?
Well, Owen was like, you should save all of this to open on the podcast. Yeah. But some of these packages were pretty big and filled with paper and loud things and very deep.
Okay.
And there isn't really an area here for us to just like cleanly rip things open.
There
so
could be.
There could be. Well, but there couldn't be also.
All right,
but
all right.
What I was thinking, Mike, and you tell me what you think about this, uh-huh. is maybe we could do a video on my channel where we open up the packages and then we kind of...
What time is it? Because I need to be here after this time forever.
We can open up the packages.
Is there something fighting to get out?
We can open up the packages.
Hostage
on as, almost like an unboxing video.
We could do that right now.
Well, but the problem is like that doesn't work for audio, and we're doing an audio podcast.
Yeah, but there's, so it's like, what, you see this thing?
Yeah, but it's like but that would be doubling up on a thing. Like this thing works because we're not doing much.
Uh huh.
But when we do a visual thing, it's fun for when people watch this thing.
Okay.
But if we did a thing that was exclusively just for that, yeah. for like a very long portion of the podcast,
uh-huh.
the audio listeners are going to hear bag sounds.
Yeah.
And ripping open box sounds.
You
and
think,
us going, oh!
Can
and
I
then
honestly,
that's going to suck
okay.
for them.
Can I make a couple points?
Yes.
Are you saying that we would not describe...
I'm saying
do
we
you know
would.
There are blind people?
I'm saying we would describe, but yeah. it's like the there's first of all, there's no room here
okay.
to open big packages. That's the biggest speed bump here.
Well, a speed bump, I would say it's more of a snow mount because it could be shoveled out of the way.
I mean,
at
but
any given
still,
point.
Even big packages,
uh-huh.
like we can't just turn it on its side and like there was a very big package.
Yeah.
And like there's, you know, I need my laptop here. We need these audio things.
You ever think we're doing more work?
Listen, I'm just saying it might be fun for us to do an unboxing, and that way we kind of like cleanly show off things, and then when it's time for the show, when we can describe everything we got, it's like theater, it's like double theater of the mind.
So now I gotta look at this big pile of half opened boxes. And wonder what they're going to be like at some point in the future.
No, we can. No, you and I will
Second
open
point.
Them. You and I will open them together next time.
Second point. do you think they'd rather hear bag noises or throat noises? If you had to pick.
Honestly, I think throat noises because they're mine and no one else's.
Okay, sure.
You can get any old bag noise.
You can make Foley bag noises.
You can get a bag noise online right now. Watch. You want me here? You want me to get it?
You know, Andrew Delman plays the bag noise.
Listen to this.
All right.
Is it, you hear that?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to listen to this podcast.
This is what this is what our whole podcast would be if.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, there go every subscriber we've ever
had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mike?
Sure. I don't agree with you at all, but I see the point you're trying to get at.
Thank you.
and I think that's most of our relationship, if we're being honest. Sombero.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the stuff we got in the mail.
wait a minute. Why?
We're just going to talk about what we got. No. I'm not saying for this stuff we do a whole other thing.
Okay.
This one was already like a thing. I made an executive decision.
So you're saying...
To do prep beforehand, but I say from now on, we'll do like a little mini video that's like, Dynamic Banter opens your mail.
Okay.
Right?
Now I kind of
okay,
get it.
Okay. Now we're on the same page. May I? Okay. Okay, so the first package we got I'm sorry, do you have a microphone, Owen? Because you should get on it if you'd like to speak.
You know what, he makes some killer points though from the couch.
Has he ever made a good point from the couch?
Today's the day.
All right, well, let's mark our calendars because today's the day a good point came from the couch.
And it was missed because he doesn't have a microphone, unfortunately.
It was missed because of that opportunity.
Okay, what do we get in the mail, Steve? Now you're talking even quieter.
Okay, well, the mic's...
you do have
the mic's actually off right now.
Dude, so he does have it. You could just turn... So now it's on you.
I could now, but the problem is now he's participating, and it's not fun anymore. Okay, so...
There's a lot of hidden rules to this podcast.
We got a big old package.
Uh-huh.
From a boy named Danny.
Okay. Dan no, Drindle?
That was not his name, actually. his name is not important right now until we get to the note. But what was in it was so much paper.
Uh-huh.
like toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Like it was a real situation. I'll post some pictures on the Instagram. Like it was just really filled with toilet paper.
Okay.
And then,
thank you.
There was one, like a paper bag.
Sure.
That was wrapped around something that said part one on it.
Uh-huh.
And when you open up that bag, this was inside a broken record.
Let me see this thing.
Just one piece of a broken
record.
Is this
an LP? Is this a 70?
I don't, you know what? It seems very old.
It's very thick.
And it's very thick.
Personality series.
It seems very old. I couldn't find a date on it.
Says here, vocal with orchestra.
Oh, and the version of what we're doing doesn't involve ripping open boxes and going through paper, all right? Do you understand that?
See, now you chose to bring Owen
everything's
back into
out
it.
Everything's out already. Like, what I mean to say is everything's out. It doesn't mean it won't have a shuffling through garbage.
Uh-huh.
Like, everything's out.
How
we
many of them were packed in
toilet
garbage?
Paper.
Okay, so I can't find a date on here. It's a 72.
Okay. 19?
No, it's a 72, like a...
That's the size.
Yeah, it's the thickness of it.
Yeah,
it's a different type of a record.
What does it say on it? Can you read what it says?
I'm trying to read, like, the fine print, and none of it... There's no year.
Well, what
it.
Can you read, like, for sure? What does it say, it looks like?
It says finale. Okay, so it's from the musical production Roberta.
And then the first side, the other side says overture.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll look it up in just a second. That's a good idea. We'll look it up. And then...
Two good points for Owen.
Two good points for Owen. Owen's on a roll. And then another one of those was also in here amongst the toilet paper.
Okay. This is also dripping with blood.
Well, that might have been mine from ripping my hands all over the packaging. And then another one of these was, you can hand that back to me because I'll do a little careful Google search in a session. Jeff Sessions. And another package inside this giant box was marked part two. And as I was ripping it open, this little feller fell out. A tiny plastic red ring that says what on it, Mike?
It says Dumbo. It has Dumbo's features. Tiny plastic red molded ring.
But it looks like a vintage,
yeah,
like 1960s little Dumbo
it
ring.
It looks like a plastic enamel pin with Dumbo, the famous flying elephant's face on it.
Yeah.
Of flying fame.
Which I thought was, like, I laughed when I saw this because it fell out of the bag that said part two on it. And yeah, it just is such a strange...
And there it is.
...thing.
Perfectly focused.
And then there was another piece of the record.
Was that part three?
This is part two. Still part two.
Several parts.
So it's the other piece of the record. So if we wanted to put it together, maybe we could listen to it.
Oh, but I'm running into a roadblock here. Because what if we don't want to put it together? What if that's not our job?
These little cards were in here as well. And Mike, I'm going to give you some and I'm going to read some. Mike, you read what you've got in your hand.
This one says community chest. No, I'm just kidding.
Like Monopoly?
Yes, sir. Your conversation has only one defect. ... A poor choice of subject matter. Okay.
So it's like, these are like the original trolling. Like, I feel like if you wanted to troll someone...
This is a comment section that you have to read.
This is a comment section from the 1940s.
Okay. This one says, poverty is no disgrace, just ridiculously inconvenient. Okay.
Okay.
Trying to hop on board with one of these. This one says, all my friends have 20/20 hindsight. Yeah, but everyone does. So.
Like, they've got perfect hindsight.
Yeah. So does my mom's Subaru, because it has a backup camera. I believe in getting into hot water, it keeps you clean. See, I like this one. I would frame this one.
Okay.
I like getting into hot. I like the typography choices.
Yeah, it's really nice.
These are all printed on a nice cardstock.
Nice cardstock.
If you'll allow me.
This. Yeah, that's nice.
Are these the kind of sounds that you were worried about?
No, I was worried about, you know, these sounds.
Please don't do it again. Because now it's on you. It's on you for bringing this into the environment.
This card says, you'll go thundering down in history like an extra gallon of water down Niagara Falls.
Like one, how would you know what the extra gallon is?
This one says, when I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
A little aggressive.
This one says, please, no compliments. Send money.
I like that one.
This one says, you think you're unlucky? I run into accidents that started out to happen to somebody else.
Hold on. Because I think they know what they mean here, but now I want to...
They're saying that they're so unlucky...
That they even get other people's accidents.
They also... Yeah, they also run into other people's accidents.
I'm so accident-prone, even other people's accidents happen to me.
The two most beautiful words in any language, check and closed.
Pretty good.
So that was that, and then...
A lot of poverty-themed... A lot of running themes in this particular... A
lot of poverty here.
Deck of frightening cards.
So also in that package was this giant envelope.
A new game by Skybound.
What's the new game by Skybound?
Terrifying deck of cards.
Darren Ross? Is that a Jack Dyer game?
It's a Jack Dyer exclusive.
So this is... bless you. This is... another package that was in here, it says, please unwrap package before reading this note. For your ears only, please do not read on any of the 473 podcasts. And so before I read this, there was also a bunch of potato chips.
Hold on, wait a minute. It says don't read it on the podcast, right?
Yes.
So don't read the note on the podcast.
I think it's a joke.
Why? Why would you think it's a joke?
Because it says 473 podcasts.
That's because we have a lot of podcasts between us. I think you're ruining someone's privacy by doing this.
Well, Well, I don't give a fuck because it's a nice letter.
Okay.
I'm going to read it out.
All right.
I think it's a joke.
Okay.
All right? If it's not a joke, then we can go fuck yourself.
I'm just trying to respect privacy.
Well.
What if it only says this person's social security number 1,000 times?
What if I told you that I screened these?
Oh, okay. Well, kind of took me out of it a little bit.
Well, it looks like it was a double-edged sword, wasn't it, for me on this side of the table. Oh, wait, no, I meant to do this one. So there were also a bunch of chips in this box.
Okay.
We got these sriracha chips, and then there were All Dressed Ruffles, which are, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, the greatest chips of all time.
I used to be a big sour cream and onion Ruffles fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that took the cake for a long time, but these are like, ooh.
What about those cheddar Ruffles?
Not a fan. Not a fan of fake cheddar.
Okay.
So much.
I get it.
Aged.
Yeah. The All Dressed chips are fantastic. The Ruffles All Dressed. There was also a giant bag of pickle-flavored popcorn.
Not my favorite.
Pickle-flavored popcorn.
I like the concept, but the taste was...
Right.
It was like chewing on garbage forever.
There was also a bag of white cheddar skinny pop, which, Mike, I think that's all yours, obviously.
Big fan.
And then there was a bag of barbecue... kettle chips that Owen proceeded to eat the entire bag of.
Awesome. He deserves it.
And so that's what it was. And Mike, finally, last but not least.
Oh no.
From this package.
Yo, what the fuck?
Is potentially the greatest gift I have ever received.
What Model T did this come off of?
It's a beautiful piece made of wood with a giant horn stuck to it.
It's about a 1.5-foot-long display stand, wooden display stand.
It's about a small baby, about a 3-month-old baby size.
Dude, I feel like if you blow that horn, my eyes are going to go through the back of my head.
Well, I won't point it at you, Mike.
I can only hope that you wouldn't. What does it say underneath?
It's a beautiful, well, first of all, read what the plaque says.
This one says, Old Goose.
There's a beautiful plaque that says Old Goose.
Did they make this?
Yeah, they made this.
This is incredible.
This is a handcrafted item. And on the bottom it says Dan Buer. Don Buer.
Wait a minute. Dan Buer?
Dan Buer. Mark Buer. No, Don Buer.
Okay. Don or Dan?
Who on Twitch is Officer Rags. And on Twitter is Donnie Bravo, and on Instagram is Donald_Darko.
Too many different names for the internet.
Don Buer. And it says number 101. So this is like one of one.
This is one of one.
And it's a beautiful piece.
We gotta sell this on eBay.
Course we're gonna sell it on eBay. We're gonna sign it first.
We're going to donate 5% to charity.
Here's what the letter says. Hello, Steve and Mike, and a familiar nod to the rest of the EZU. See, he meant for us to read it.
Okay.
My name is Don Buer. Cue Mike yelling my last name.
Dude, he's a Patreon person of me and Zoya's podcast.
Oh, there you go.
And so there was one episode where we just screamed his name from far away. Oh, that's away
perfect.
Off
so you did it without me even saying it.
Yeah.
Nice work. I am a woodworker and a listener of the entire EZU. I have been listening and watching since Cloverfields and before on SourceFed. I have been woodworking for a few years now and was devastated when I heard the horn die on the podcast. So I set to work building a new, more grand horn. Unfortunately, in the process of soldering, I think I castrated it. You can judge for yourselves. Thus, I have dubbed it Old Goose. The horn is made from a bicycle horn and an old trombone.
Holy shit.
Mounted on a solid piece of live edge walnut with a brass nameplate. I'm very pleased with how it turned out. I hope you will be as well. Also, he included invitations to his wedding for you and Zoya and for me and Bree if we happen to be in Northern California at some time in August.
Oh, my God.
So
I might.
I mean, I think
I'll take the chicken.
This is a wonderful gift. Maybe we should show up to this wedding.
Let's go give it back at his wedding.
Let's just go give it back to him, because I just have not the room for it.
He dropped his horn in the mail, and now we got to go give it back.
Oh, I don't have room for your horn.
Which one? From the beginning.
Oh, I spent my life in my father's trunk. Father's trunk. Father's trunk. I spent my life in my father's trunk until I took my last breath. Oh.
That's the gist.
That was pretty good.
Not bad, right? Owen was trying to
trip us up.
Trip us up, yeah. It wasn't. I mean, it was close, right? I somehow remember
it. He just wanted to hear it again.
Okay, so this thing is beautiful. It's absolutely fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it's a monster.
It's the trombone part of it has like all sorts of shit written on it. Like it was made in Paris in 1862.
Oh no, we
or 1867.
Oh my God.
So it's a very old trombone. It was sold in the U.S. in San Francisco.
I wish we had one of the American pickers here to tell us all about this horn.
Well, he'd tell us how destroyed it is.
Yeah.
But
well, you've ruined it.
it's wonderful. So, Mike.
Yeah.
Would you like to squeeze the inaugural horn?
I would love to, because now I'm confused as to how it sounds, because it sounds broken.
He said that he may have castrated it.
Dude, it's the writing on this is beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's a wonderful piece. It's actually something that I will cherish. Mike, you and I, if you want to have custody of the old goose, we can share her.
I'm gonna take this to take really nice pictures of it too for the Instagram.
That's a great idea, Mike. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so
are you ready? Okay, right in my face. You think?
Put your nose where the writing stops.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Wait, you want to describe the bulb really quick?
So the bulb, let's say the horn is horizontal. The bulb kind of shoots more up towards a 90. It's not exactly a 90-degree angle, but it shoots up. It's kind of your standard bulb size.
Yeah.
It has a nice shine to
it. It's got a great shine.
And you know that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I don't like the matte finish bulbs, but I understand their place in the world.
Yeah.
But I can't get over how beautiful the horn and the writing, especially on the horn. You probably can't see
it's
any
a lot of details. But if you want to take some pics of it later, Mike,
maybe they can hear it.
You hear that writing?
Okay, what font do you think this is?
Verdun. Winged.
Okay, here we go. You want to count me down?
Okay, and a three.
Didn't expect that at all. Was that loud over by you?
No.
You know what? It has a unique tone.
It definitely has a unique tone.
I wouldn't say it's castrated. You wouldn't know by that first.
It definitely sounds like a goose, though.
It does.
It sounds so much like a goose, it's ridiculous.
I felt it. I felt that.
What if a little goose popped out when you did that?
Every time you squeezed it.
You want to place her down here so we could get her
Can I do this?
Yeah, please.
This is gorgeous. This should be uplit in a corner of a museum.
It really should be. It's a museum quality piece.
Hold on. There's only one more test we got to do on it.
Wait, go ahead. Let's do a little beat. I'm picturing it as more of like a boom, bum, boom, 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 boom. So do it.
Wait, you're the bump bump.
I'm the boom. Bump bump boom. Yeah. Oh. My father kept me inside a trunk. Inside a trunk. Inside a trunk.
Worst podcast.
I think Owen. I can always tell if it works or not while you see Owen's little feet wiggle.
Let's Let's get a mic on Owen's toesies.
Owen, can we? Let's hear your toes over there. Thank you, Owen.
Dude, Owen's kind of like our precious royal over there. Or Chester.
Or Baba Booey.
Or Fafa Fooey.
Fafa Flow Fly.
So this is great. This is only perfect.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Bueller!
we're going to look, and here's the invitations to his wedding. Here, take one.
Okay.
And maybe we'll stop by. Maybe we'll do a road trip.
Let's see our eating options. Ooh, these are elaborate. Wife picked these out for sure.
How close do you think he lives to the Winchester house?
Guys, meet us at the Winchester house.
Why do you ask?
And we'll all go question. Over together. All right, let me read out the address at least so people know where to go.
Okay. Well, at least you should read out the address.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'll take the I'll take the fried chicken.
Okay, so this next piece of mail comes from it doesn't have a name on the package, but it came from Yank Me Candles, otherwise known as stinkycandles.com.
Okay. Yank Me Candles? That's like a Grand Theft Auto company.
I'm actually sad I didn't get stinkycandles.com before someone else could. Yeah. Inside this package, it says Yank Me Candles. It says it's a gag. But Yank Me Candles, it says, did you know for every candle we sell at Yank Me Candles? Yeah, don't look at it yet, though.
Okay.
A portion of the proceeds goes towards saving animals at local shelters. Not only does a candle come with a good laugh, but also helps save a life. So thank you.
Dude, okay, so here's what we've gotten so far from our audience. This is the kind of people who listen to our show.
Yeah.
Beautiful, handcrafted, hilarious, beautiful horn.
Yeah, like in-joke,
yeah,
ridiculous, fun, awesome horn.
Also can do without the cards, but...
I love the cards.
I'm just kidding. But, and
the Dumbo
ring. And invitation.
The broken record is a little much, but...
Broken record scared the shit out of me.
I'm scared.
But the invitations to the wedding...
Yeah, that's lovely.
And now we're getting a candle from someone who also...
is donating to good cause.
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
Yep. Yeah. So I'm just trying to point these little things out as we go.
This is the funniest thing to me, though.
You're just holding up bubble wrap.
There's a note on the bubble wrap that was around the candle. And this is funny to me because I think there was a little goof done here. And let's see if you notice what it is when I read it.
Okay.
This is a gag gift to a comedian I am a very big fan of. It's being sent to his P.O. box. I would like there to be a small note included, if possible, that says, I hope that makes you laugh as much as you make me laugh every day, Steve. 72 horn honks from your born girl, Chelsea. So it didn't need to include all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It just needed to include the I hope that makes you laugh as much as you make me laugh part.
And maybe the address would
be
safe.
But it's sweet. But thank you, Chelsea. It doesn't have any other info other than it's from someone named Chelsea.
It does look like a robot is saying this.
Okay, so Mike.
Yeah.
You can hand me that.
Oh,
that
I
if
get
you don't
what
want
happened
to hold
here.
It.
I like
yeah, do you
lot.
See what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. It was just, you know, they wrote the whole thing out in the section where all you had to write was the note. But it's okay, Chelsea.
Okay, here's what I'd like to happen here.
Here's the best thing about this. Go ahead and you can just toss that.
That wasn't even close to what I wanted to do.
This is the best part about this. I opened this up and definitely laughed a lot. Like, I laughed very a lot.
Right.
Mike, I want you to describe what you see when I hand this to you.
And don't read the thing?
No, you can read it. Just describe it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Have
so
fun
this
with it.
Is, it looks exactly like Nickelodeon Gak.
Yes.
Remember Nickelodeon
yes.
Gak? For those of you who don't, I'm old. And Nickelodeon used to have slime that they would sell you. Also, all Ghostbusters toys came with slime.
Yeah, yeah. And pink slime.
It looks a lot like that.
Yeah, or a green slime.
Green slime. This looks like the green version. It looks, it's the shade of cartoon grass. It's a very beautiful green.
Okay.
Should I open it and smell
no.
it without?
No, I want you to look at what it is.
Okay, so this is dog vomit, it says. There's a picture. There's a picture of a dog vomiting a lot. The perfect horn. Yeah. And It's perfect.
It's got a cartoonish, it's got a real dog barfing.
Yeah, a lot. And dog looks, barf does not, and this might surprise some people, does not smell good at all.
No. So, Mike, you would imagine my surprise when I opened up that container and gave her a whiff.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, it smells like what you would clean up dog vomit with. What is this, Febreze?
It smells not bad, but with a bad in it.
It honestly smells like your dog just vomited maybe a half an hour ago, and you've spent the last 25 minutes cleaning it up.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a great little gag.
Oof, gift. It is strong.
Yeah, it's very strong.
All candles are strong.
Yeah. I love it. I love that it's dog vomit. I think that's so funny.
Yeah, the picture really sells it.
The picture's so good.
The guys, that's like a, it's like a... It's like if a dog belonged to a frat house.
Mike, do you want to... Yeah, it totally does look like. Do you want to take nice photos of these boys, all these great gifts, so that we can post them on the Instagram?
I wish I brought a camera here.
We could just do it on our phones. Oh, there it is. Okay, so, Mike, I want you to look at this one. I think... Yeah. So... I think this isn't because whoever got this for us, I don't think this is the person who got it for us. I think this is the person who packaged it, but you can go ahead and take a look at that.
What do you mean by the person?
Well, I think the person who sent it, because they were on my Twitch stream recently and they said, I got you this weird gift.
There's just a mousetrap in here. Oh, shit. Okay.
Mike, what is it?
So it's a minted. All right. So it's a. An old Topps basketball card, but it's minted, which means this is pretty much the only way you could sell collectibles anymore.
So it means someone approved it as mint, yeah. And then...
It's in like a little plastic case that you can't open, which means the card is in absolutely perfect condition.
Right. But what is the name of the person?
This basketball player is Rick Mahorn. Plays for the Washington Bullets. It's a 1981 Topps Mint, number 98, Rick Mahorn.
Go ahead and read the name on the package there. I don't know if that's who it's from, though, because I seem to remember it was someone else saying...
William A. Potter. We're talking all the way down there in Florida.
So, if you're the person that gave it to us, then my mistake. If not, please identify yourself.
Let me talk to you a little bit about Rick Mahorn.
Go ahead, because I'm going to look up something really quick.
He made his home in Hartford, Connecticut. Okay, that's where he's from. That's my home state. Rick has an excellent touch for a big man, is what I've always said. He can hit the outside shot with consistency. He had a game high of 28 points for the Bullets in 1980-1981. And contributed 25 assists, 21 steals, and 44 block shots. That's 44 shots that a stranger made that it thought this one has a chance, and no. 696 minutes of action. Rick was a three-time NAIA All-American. Rick established 18 records at the Hampton Institute.
Mm-hmm. Hamster Institute.
At the Hamster Institute. And then he grew up to be a man, a big man.
What a big man they
this
grew up
awesome,
to be.
This is awesome, man. I'm a big fan of this.
This is the record. I found the track from the record, Overture, from the musical production Roberta. And here it is. Here's the track.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
It's a horn heavy orchestral piece.
I feel bad for destroying it.
Did you destroy it?
No.
Is the jury still out?
But I feel like I'm part of this.
I'll tell you what's not destroyed.
I feel like I've committed a musical crime.
Minted Rick Mahorn. Well, you don't have anything that could play that anyway.
I have a record player.
What, does it play 72s?
Well, we'll find out.
A little different. You could still play it, but it's not going to sound like this. I'll tell you that right now.
This is wonderful. It says that there's a male chorus, but I don't hear it. Let's see.
There it is. That's the horniest male chorus I've ever heard.
Well, it's wonderful. Thank you for that. What a fun card. Mike, do you want to keep that?
I would love to keep this Rick Mahorn card.
Okay, you can
I'm
going to
put it in a shadow box.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of that, by the way. I know we're not supposed to reference it. I know the bit is not referencing it.
Okay. Oh! Oh!
You're dropping shit. Is that stuff hot? Because you're dropping it.
I gotta be very careful.
I feel like Steve is where horns go to die.
All right, hold on. Before we get into this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got another package from a man named Raphael A.
Okay. He's one singular Raphael in gym class.
From Carpinteria, California.
Uh-huh.
And he sent us a box of Star Wars toys.
Oh, fun.
And an alien
toy.
Aliens toy. And also a data DVD with a program that helped him cope with anxiety.
Nice.
He says it's a bit old now since it's the first edition, but still very effective. So I'm going to listen to that for sure.
Uh-huh. It also takes your internet history off.
It says attacking anxiety and depression, first edition.
Fun.
So I'm going to listen to that big time. And his letter says, just wanted to send you some stuff as appreciation for all the laughs you and your pals have given me over the years. I'm sending you some of my collectibles that I've had in storage. I have doubles of these. You didn't have to say that. It would have been nice to
humble
know that
brag.
You just gave me your cool.
The originals.
Originals.
Maybe toss in the sentence, they don't make this anymore, and I'll never see it again.
But more importantly, I wanted to send you the program that helped me cope with anxiety. It's a bit old now since the first edition, but it's still very effective. It's in the data DVD. You and Bree should really give a listen to the program whenever you have some time. Anyway, hope you like the gifts. Thanks for the entertainment. Oh, and also, 805? Hell yeah, dog. So yeah, we got some cool stuff. We got, so this thing is so cool. I remember when this came out. It's the Power of the Force, Star Wars Episode One preview figure.
Okay.
And this came out a year before Star Wars Episode One came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was kind of like our first peek at what the battle droids look like in Episode One. This was before we knew the movie was going to be a piece of garbage. And it's also one of the last Kenner action figures.
Is that a clue, do you think?
that the movie was going to be bad?
That it was a Kenner action figure.
Or what was the clue, Owen?
That's the first thing you saw from the movie.
Yeah.
Owen said, was this toy a clue that the movie was going to be bad?
I mean, because I think it's a cool, like, I still think the battle droids are a cool design. Like, I've always thought they're a cool design. They were annoying, weren't they, with the voices?
Oh, did they have the little, like,
Roger, Roger.
Yeah, those guys. When did this
halt,
come out?
Roger, Roger. They sounded like robot assholes.
This says 1988, but that's not true.
No, I think it's 1998.
Oh, this says 1990. Yep, 1999. So this probably came out in 98.
Yeah, so it's interesting, though, because it also has a mail-in thing for the Mace Windu figure back there that was also quite a collector.
Dude, collectible. Did Kenner do G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Because this thing has little rockets that shoot that are the same, like, mechanism.
Yes.
Type mechanism?
Mechanisms.
That's when the mechanisms are happening currently. There it is. What a great fucking...
The weird thing about this is it's called a STAP. What? Like, read the name of this vehicle.
Oh,
read the name of this whole thing.
In Battle Droid.
STAP.
So that,
like,
this thing
capital
is...
STAP. STAP!
Yeah, that's not... That sounds like someone gave up.
Unless
it's like a, what's that called when you take one letter?
Oh, it's like an acronym?
Yeah, unless it's that, which it's not.
It could be.
Or it might be. No, it is.
It is?
Because they're all capitalized.
What does it stand for? Does it say?
Probably, but I don't.
Space terrain.
Space turret.
Space turret.
Adaptive pirate.
Adaptive pants. These are those adaptive pants.
Space time and pirates.
We also got this Star Wars Escape the Death Star action figure game.
Okay. Oh, that's heavy.
It's very heavy. It comes with two exclusive action figures. It looks like Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. But look at
Darth Vader.
And look at how it has the KB Toys price tag on it still.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So we owe this guy $24.99?
Yes, we do. What's your Venmo? We'll send it to you. But it's just, you have two of them. It's fine.
That's fun. And these are,
it's a game that you can play. I don't know if I want to open it because it's a cool exclusive.
I wouldn't open it. The Luke has its little helmet off and the, Darth Vader looks like he's touching it a bit.
Well, it's interesting that it's got Darth Vader.
Why is that?
This next figure is a gorilla alien with facehugger from the Aliens line of action figures, and it comes with a Dark Horse comic book. Now, Mike, do you remember these?
This is really cool because this is like, I feel like this is the era of action figures when I was buying a lot of these. This is from 1992.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff looks like weirdly familiar when something's like locked away in your memory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I had, so one day my brother and I,
this guy just has leal legs.
We went to the toy store and my brother got the gorilla alien, which is this one. Uh-huh. And I got the bull alien. And everyone's thinking like gorilla alien, bull alien, scorpion alien. What are you talking about? Well, this is a really cool concept because the face huggers from the alien movies conceivably could latch on to any kind of creature,
uh-huh.
And then you would get a mixture of those creatures from any kind of monster or any kind of creature. So, which I'm kind of bummed out they didn't explore more in the movies. There was like a dog burster alien in Alien 3 that
latched onto a collie
dog, a corgi.
Alien corgi.
But this gorilla alien, I remember my brother had it, and you stick his head in water and you squeeze it, and then you suck in that water in there, and then you just can spray bad boys
from inches away.
You can spray some bad boys with acid, and then he also has a grabbing feature where he can grab you if you're not careful. And he comes with also a little face hugger, which is cool. And then it came with a little Dark Horse comic.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's a classic figure, and I appreciate that.
Dude, trading cards were so so popular when we were younger that every like back card for any kind of figure or whatever always came with some kind of perforated lines where you can cut it out and like trade them with your friends and stuff like that. Yeah. Everything was trading cards back in the day.
Let me tell you guys a little bit about Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. The Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States, and as a result, the seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, they are reducing food waste. Cooking together builds strong familial bonds.
You can do it with your family.
Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often, Mike. Here's some new information. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. Here's some. How about these menu items that are.
There it is.
Seared chicken and creamy pasta salad. With summer squash, and sweet peppers. Creamy shrimp rolls with quick pickles. Quick pickles.
What are quick pickles?
Quick pickles. They're quicker than pickles that I get at the store. And sweet potato wedges.
Sweet potato wedges.
Quick pickles and sweet potato wedges and fresh basil. Fettuccine pasta. With sweet corn.
How fast are the pickles?
And Cuban bell pepper.
Chili butter steaks
with Parmesan potatoes and spinach.
How fast is the spinach?
Chili butter steaks with Parmesan potatoes and spinach. Potatoes and spinach. Seared chicken and creamy pasta salad with summer squash and sweet peppers. Creamy shrimp rolls with quick pickles and sweet potato wedges. Sweet potato wedges. Fresh basil fettuccine pasta with sweet corn and Cuban bell pepper. Chili butter steaks. So guys, check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/banter. You're going to love how good it feels, tastes, create, home, cook, meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/banter. Creamy pickles. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Quick pickles.
You could literally cook everything we just sang to you.
Quick pickles.
All that stuff sounds good. All that stuff sounds creamy as well.
Everything sounds creamy.
The word creamy is used so many times.
Mike, let me ask you about a question about me undies, Mike. I'm going to ask you about it, and then I'm going to read some mandatory highlighted items in yellow.
That sounds perfect.
Listen, I'm wearing me undies right now, and I love them.
There's only one way to prove it, and that's to prove it.
The only pair of underwear I took with me to Comic-Con was me undies.
Me undies.
I said the only pair of underwear
I took to Comic-Con.
Me undies. I took me undies. I wore me undies in a little tight. Should've gotten the size up. They were a little tight. But it's my fault. It was a little tight. But I'll tell you what. They were so comfortable. I love these goddamn pairs of pants that go under the pants. There are the softest underwear you'll ever wear. It's a quick pickles. They're one of those products you just have to experience for yourself. I could tell you all about them for all day, but feeling is believing about it. Period. Summer is the perfect time to upgrade your underwear drawer because everyone is thinking about looking and good feeling.
Plus, ass sweat ruins half your stuff.
Me undies are the ultimate underwear feel good undies. Next, please mention all the talking points below. Every pair of me undies is sustainably sourced. And made from
reasonably raised
undies that are made from micromodal quick pickles, a fabric that's three times softer than cotton. Quick pickles, If you're used to buying boring underwear, MeUndies is going to change your life! Because MeUndies come in all sorts of colors and patterns, and they're releasing new limited edition patterns each month that always sell out. This month's patterns were designed by legendary 80s clothing brand Cross Colors.
Hell yeah.
With names that live up to their bold design. Bold design. Bold design. And bright colors. And bright colors. And bright colors. Increase DPs. You dig in the OG, you've got to see them for yourself right now. You'll save 20% off your first pair and receive free
quick
shipping.
Oh, shipping.
Only at MeUndies.com/banter. There's a reason MeUndies has sold over 5 million pairs to date, and you're going to feel it when you put them on. Size them up when you're going to want to go size up. When you get them. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. I underestimated my size. Get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. A little tight for me. Get them hot, because I got a size not. MeUndies.com/banter.
Perfect. They just blow in and out of these ad reads without anyone really even noticing.
Mike, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about what I've left for last here. These two more items here. This one comes from Adam Markajani. And it's a gift from Amazon. He says, "Hello to two of my favorite Leal boys. I've been a SourceFed fan from the beginning, and now I follow you and Mike on any possible thing you put out.
Thank you very much.
Keep being hilarious, gentlemen, and I hope this horn sounds good.
Okay.
Sincerely, Adam Markajani."
That is it's even more intimidating than the one that came with the display case.
I agree. This is the first of its kind of this type of horn we've got.
Yeah.
What would you call this?
Bulbous.
Bulbous. It's mostly bulb.
It's intimidating because it is mostly bulb, which means there's a lot of air pressure coming from behind this. A lot of sound goes into whatever sound makes. A lot of air goes into whatever sound this horn makes.
Very impressive, and it's got mighty bulb. This is probably the biggest bulb. This is like a boy's radish, if I can say so myself. It's a big old radish bulb, and boy, is it big!
Yeah.
It's like a Granny Smith apple in my
hand.
Yeah. And you're not going to believe the sound this boy makes.
Hold on.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go.
That's a deep boy. That's one deep boy.
It's such a deep boy. Here we go. I'll give you a better boy's horn.
Yeah. That's teenage boy horn. Oh, boy. Why does the ground shake?
This is such a good horn.
Yeah.
This is such a good horn.
That's like a good, I just made a very serious point horn.
Adam?
Yeah.
You gave us a great horn, Adam, and I want to thank you for this.
I like it.
And now, last, but you can hold it like that the whole time? Last but certainly,
last but certainly, Lon Harris.
Certainly, Lon Harris. You're not going to... This is...
It's like an elephant sat on a clown.
Okay. This horn, I'm just going to say it.
Is the same
is
horn.
It looks the same, but don't let its look deceive you. This is... I'm just going to say it. The best horn I've ever heard in my life.
And not in front of the other horns, please.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. Yeah. This is the greatest horn.
Okay. That's great. That's good.
This is an A-plus horn.
I noticed there's no French inscribings on this
horn. I mean,
horn.
Listen. I'm not trying to diminish anyone's hard work
or quick internet choosing and clicking without hearing. But this horn was found at a music store.
Oh, okay.
And this woman, Melanie Wu, said they thought of us right away when they got it.
That's
and
very
so
kind.
This was so this is what I like to call a tested horn.
Sure.
This horn was
tested, mother approved.
Melanie approved, and I got to say, Melanie, what we have here is perhaps the greatest horn of all horns. And I'm going to read this email. I'm going to read this letter first.
Uh-huh.
And then Mike, I'm going to play for you you're going to have the honor of hearing this horn with your own ears.
Okay. You should be hanging these up on the wall.
I think I'm going to. Yeah. Someone's actually making me a horn caddy.
Horn caddy.
Yeah. Horn rack.
All right. I like
it. So we'll see what
happens. Keep it in the back of your truck.
We'll put some pictures of these up, too, if you guys want pictures of these. This is a beautiful horn. Almost as beautiful as Adam's. Adam's horn, they look exactly the same, but Adam's, the sound of Adam's horn does not compare to Melanie's horn. I still love it very much, but this is my newborn boy.
Sure.
I came across this horn at my local music store and immediately thought of you two horn-born boys. I could hardly wait for you to get a P.O. box so I could share this healthy horn with you.
I feel like we've ruined so many pieces like, so many people's, like,
vocabularies. I listen to you at work and can't begin to tell you how much Dynamic Banter helps me get through the day. Hope you enjoy this horn and play it on the podcast soon. Love you guys. Thanks so much for sharing your banter with us, Melanie Wu. And then there's a cute little picture of, like, an orange saying with a horn and it says, hooray. It's a little sticker.
It looks beautiful.
So, Melanie, you have the honor of giving us the greatest horn. Mike, are you ready? I'm building it up a lot, but
you
it's
are.
Only because...
I hope confetti comes out of it.
Well,
shoots fireworks.
Can you see
shit.
Also has written all over it...
Dynamic Banter.
Dynamic Banter.
But that's the name of our podcast.
So Melanie wrote Dynamic Banter all over the horn in great spot, nice spots on the actual horn
Very
itself.
Pleasing spots.
Great aesthetics. And Mike, are you ready for this?
Yes, please.
Do you think you are ready for this?
I hope it plays the entire song from the ad read when you squeeze that.
And here we go.
Whoa! What a horn.
All right. Are you ready, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it comes. Is that not... the greatest fucking...
That's a Muppet's nose.
Dude, it's Goofy falling on his butt. Mike, how wonderful is this horn?
What did we do to deserve
this?
Dude,
I know. It's the perfect horn. And the thing is it's...
Dude, do not overuse this
horn.
I
know. I have to take very good care of it.
Yeah. Don't drop it.
Can't drop it.
Ever.
I know. This is a precious boy. Someone on my live stream, on my Twitch stream last night, if you want to join my Twitch streams and subscribe, you'll be notified when I jump on Twitch by going to twitch.tv/thezaragoza, all one word. Someone on the Twitch stream said that they work at a leather goods shop and they got a bunch of like quality leather scraps.
Yeah.
And they were like, what would you like me to make for you? I want to make something for you. And I was like, if you could make me a bag to keep this horn in
a horny satchel.
Could you imagine like a lovely little leather satchel to keep this beauty in? My God. I mean, it is just the perfect fucking sound. And Mike, it is so close to the Tijuana Taxi horn.
Oh yeah?
Let's listen.
Yeah. It's deeper.
It's deeper. But let's listen to it one more time. May I?
Yeah.
It's so close.
I was going to give you the lead in.
Can I play it and then do the horn with it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
I think it was in the original recording, and then they were like, too much. We got to back one out.
May I pass this to you?
Please just give me the horn.
This is incredible.
I can't wait for you to squeeze it. I want to hear you squeeze
it. I don't want to because I don't want to overdo the sound.
I know. It's so great. I know. I don't want to ruin it. It's a beautiful horn. It's a perfect horn.
Okay, give me the lead in.
Okay, ready?
Yep. It sounds different when I do it.
Here we go. You squeezed it like that was an aggressive squeeze. You were like,
yeah, see, I don't want to.
Don't worry. It's just how you squeeze it.
I like it.
It's
I like it. I don't want to overdo it. Dude.
I mean, it is a cartoon sound. Yeah. This is a cartoon sound.
It is a cartoon podcast. Yeah, that's a lot.
I love this horn so much. It's a great horn.
I think we got a lot accomplished this week.
Okay. So the final thing I have here is a History Road letter.
Oh, nice.
And it's the first handwritten History Road letter we've ever gotten.
I don't think that's true.
We've got... Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's not true
at all.
That's not true by a long shot. What was that? What just happened all
over
here?
So many things just fell out of here. See, this is why I don't want to open things on the podcast.
Because some might fall out.
Armando Ramos.
You got to stop with a good horn.
No, I love it so much, Mike. I can't. You got to stop with the good horn. Stop what the good horn told us.
Stop what the good horn was.
You
got
to do what the good horn says.
That's that Beyonce song. Steve with the good horn.
Armando Rama sent us a letter. Armando Rama sent us this letter and says, an Owen-inspired History Road.
Nice.
And so let me get to this. A bunch of things fell out, and I don't know where to begin. There is one letter here.
Is there a newspaper clip? Is this a ransom note?
It's really hard to tell.
Okay. Well, it's a mess, just like Owen.
Oh, wow. It looks like it's written on typewriter, or at least typewriter font.
Okay.
It looks like it really was written on a typewriter.
I better not see one typo in this thing.
No okay. Backspace. You ready? Owen, you want to get on the piano for this?
Okay.
I mean, we do have Owen here.
We got no Owen.
And the mic is set up.
We got no one. If there's one thing I don't want, it's uninspired piano playing. So if you're not inspired, you lay your lazy ass on that couch.
Owen, I'm sorry to bother you. You seem bothered.
I
want to
hear good nanners.
Wait,
or
make
no
sure you
nanners.
Get that microphone over there. Okay, you got it.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you order him around and piss him off even more than he's already pissed off, we're going to have a lot of nothing for a long time.
Okay, I'm turning your mic up. Let's have some levels on it.
Perfect.
Sounds good. History Road. July 16th, 2017. Armando R. Ramos Jr., Leal College boy. Wow, he's got his phone number on here. Great. Dear Mike and Steve, I'm writing you on an old rusty typewriter. Totally not a computer. To send my thanks for your effort and energy you boys give us every week.
Do you think he hurt the typewriter's feelings by typing that?
I've heard all 57 plus episodes, including being there at the start of the Cloverfield saga hype. I love the podcast and your other work on SourceFed and your own YouTube channels. The best times I have listening to your podcast are with my father and I. Oh, that's nice.
I like that a lot.
We church laugh our asses off and on our car rides to Austin, shooting ranges, and parks around the state. I favor Steve's loudness while my father likes Mike's style of comedy. He should do some...
Tell just your dad to come out to a show sometime.
Well, he said he should do some shows in Austin. The crowds would love you.
I'd love him.
Austin's great. Have you done a show in Austin?
I haven't even been to Austin.
Oh, let's go to Austin, Mike. I would like to suggest a few awesome ideas for some episodes. First, another episode with Bree and or Mackenzie. They are awesome women who make me laugh until my sides hurt. Second, commentarium movies that I think would be great are Flubber, 1997, about a wild boy who invents green flexible rubber. Mannequin, 1986. Mannequin, 1987, a creative boy whose art comes to life by the will of Egyptian gods. Labyrinth, 1986, David Bowie does some freaky deaky shit. Mackenzie Stith recommended I watch from her Snapchat. And of course, It Might Get Loud, 2008. Three Leal boys, Jimmy Page, Jack White, and The Edge, play guitars passionately. It has taken 57 episodes for me to finally share my History Road story inspired by Owen's near-death choking experience. Also, Mike mentioned right about a dark, painful experience, my near-death moment, one of my very few memories, correct. This is called The Crash.
Really on the nose over there, Owen.
I was a Leal boy of 7 or 8 in my hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Michigan is a French derivative of the Ojibwa word Mishikama. Mishigama, which translates to Big Lake. Famous for its university football team, Trees. Hence Arbor in the name, and the badass rockers, the Stooges. Among many other things, I was on a bike ride with my father on a clear blue toasty day down to the soccer fields. We were going to see our foreign friends play some ball. You really should see how these boys could kick a ball, let alone save a penalty kick. We started at the top of what was a massive hill to my Leal eyes. The hill was like the start of Giant Dipper roller coaster in Santa Cruz.
You know that star formation.
Just overwhelmingly long and steep. So there we were on the corner of Hubbard Road and Murfin Avenue. Murfin? About to go a good...
What are you doing tonight?
Murfin. And the kids were over there doing Murfin. About to go a good 10 to 25 miles per hour, which on a regular Leal boy bike feels like hyper jump speed on the Millennium Falcon. I have done it thousands of times before, hitting every beat in this route I was taking following my father. On the sidewalk, of course, passing Hayward Street, gaining speed, past Duffield Street, making sure I don't hit any college people on the way down, honking my bike horn for strangers. With their backs face into me, so I doing crash into the building.
Typewriters are hard.
So I doing crash into the filling their cheeks with... Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. I don't hit any college people on the way down. Honking my bike horn for strangers with their backs face into me, so I doing crash into the filling their cheeks with rubber.
So, okay. So he honks his horn as to not hit the college kids.
And then he crashes into them, filling their cheeks with rubber.
So he doesn't crash into them, filling their... Owen, excuse me. So he doesn't crash into them, filling their cheeks with rubber.
I have to slow down near the Pierpont Commons building where I had been watching the 2004 NBA playoffs.
Yeah,
summer.
Slow down with the typing too, because there's a couple Leal mistakes.
On the new flat screen tech in their lounge room. I steered my road warrior right into the Bonesteel Boulevard, right onto Bonesteel Boulevard, and cruised at a safe 10 miles per hour until I had to speed up until the last small hill. I had to ride up and blast down onto the flatlands. Everything was perfect until I cleared the rolling, hilly sidewalk of Bonesteel, surrounded by a wide variety of deciduous trees, and entered Fuller Road with cars to my left and a parking lot to my right. I had lost sight of my father somehow. He was far in front of me by the time I had exited the tree line, but because I was a dumbass, I surveyed my entire surroundings. I looked back. Worst idea ever. Never look behind yourself with your eye on a bike.
That's good advice.
Use mirrors. Lean the bike a little left. Wham! I hit a black light post going 15 miles per hour. I hit hard, sending my bike yards in front of me. My titanium-rimmed glasses flung in front of me onto the pavement, with one of the pieces of glass popping out of the frame. I can only remember searching for those items later after feeling a numbing shock from the sudden impact of the force, and also my realization of my stupidity, all masked by the tears rolling down my face. I left a chip on the plastic base of the pole that protected the bolts at this location, 42.287240-83.722224. Google Maps 2007 picture. On that long walk of shame home because I had broken my glasses, we couldn't attend the soccer game. I had survived without brain damage or a concussion because I was wearing my helmet, and it served its purpose properly. My father was in front of me the whole time. I didn't have to look back. To this day, when I ride, I have learned my lessons. Always wear safety gear and never look back on a bike. The end. Thank you for reading, and as our famous coach Harbaugh says, attack the day with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Sincerely, Armando Ramos Jr. Arglomondlerio.
Argomondlerius. DeStepano.
So inside were all of these.
You gotta turn Owen's mic off as fast as possible. Nothing but it's falling down a rabbit hole over there. Thank you, Owen.
Nice. He says, here are a few stickers from our local skate shop. Here you go, Mike. I designed a picture of Ben, a Leal boy from Austin, who got a cover on my favorite magazine. Also, two other photos of some Leal boys doing not-so-safe stuff. This is all I could find to put in a letter quick on my 21st birthday, July 16th, 2017. I share one with Gareth Bale.
Happy birthday, Leal.
Happy birthday, Eduardo.
Have yourself a Leal birthday.
Here's a cool Armando. Thank you for that. And everyone, I want to thank you all for joining us on this long episode of Dynamic Banter. But, you know, we have a lot of mail here. And I want to appreciate you from afar.
You can. No one's going to stop you.
And I want to thank you all for listening. And for those of you that sent us stuff, thank you very much. We appreciate all the chips and cool horns and great stuff. And so, guys, if you want to send us stuff, you can do so by sending that to Steve Zaragoza, 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. You can send Mike and I stuff. You can send Brett and Owen stuff for the other podcast, First Time Show. And Mike is enjoying the sriracha chips over here, and I think he's going to also enjoy those white cheddar popcorns.
100%.
All right, well, guys, about half the bag. Thank you for listening. Mike, do you have anything to plug?
I have a ton of stand-up shows coming up.
Let's hear about it.
Pretty soon, especially in August. I'm going to be all over the greater California area.
What's so great about it?
It's great. Well, it's, you know, it's long. On the 29th, I have to pay my car payment, in case anyone's interested in that. And I'll be at the Sycamore Tavern in West Hollywood over there at 7 o'clock. August 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Irvine Improv hosting for Andrew Santino. Very funny. He's on that show, I'm Dying Up Here, on Showtime. He also has a Showtime special. He's has multiple Comedy Central specials. From the 8th, I'll be at the Brea Improv on the 8th, Irvine Improv on the 9th, Oxnard Improv on the 10th.
Really? Oxnard? That's where I'm from.
Well, I'll be there, so shut up about it. And the Hollywood Improv on the 11th and 12th. And all those dates from the 8th to the 12th are with the Hodge Twins. So if you like them, those boobies, come and see us there. The 19th, me, Delman, and Elliot will be at the Comedy Palace in San Diego. On the 25th, I'll be in Santa Clarita in some dude's basement.
Sounds fun.
That's 100% true.
Be careful.
Thank you so much. And the 28th, we'll be back at the Hollywood Improv in the Lab for Delman's show, Definitely Not Star Search, which is always a good time. And that's
And that's pretty much all I got going on right now. There's a couple things in September, but that's far away.
That's a lot of stuff. Guys, I hope you wrote that down or come back to this when you need to. And Mike, I'm very proud of you for doing all these cool shows. Thanks, you're man. A hardworking boy.
We got to get you to do more because you were really funny last
Sure,
time.
Thanks, man. I'm working on it. I think I could probably squeeze in on another friend's thing at some point.
Great.
But anyway, please go see Mike Falzone. He's a very funny boy, and see all of his pals, or not close pals.
Not close pals, no.
But see some of his comedy friends, or friends of comedy there with him. Guys, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for listening to this stuff, and thank you for sending us stuff, and thank you for continuing to listen to this goddamn garbage trash. So, until next time, here's the horn honk for everybody.
Yeah. Oh. Great. And we got those new t-shirts. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Can you do...
Pre-order the t-shirts over there on... I don't know the direct fucking... I guess the easiest way is to go to MikeFalzone.com. There's a little button that says Dynamic Banter. And you could pre-order our Dynamic Banter animated shirts. And you'll see more of those soon. There's more of those being worked on. If you want to go watch all the Dynamic Banter videos, and if you go to the Spreaker or whatever, right, I'll put a link to the playlist, Dynamic Banter video playlist, in that.
Guys, and we really hope...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.